The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
Hey, so Glabagool, up this way, I point ahead of us. What might be, what's that way? Is there anybody else there?
That's Nathaniel.
And who's Nathaniel?
For God's sake.
What?
Sarah's just getting impatient.
You know what? You can go find out your fucking self.
Lead on, dwarf. We don't have time for this.
If you would like to walk, go ahead. I'm talking to Glabagool. So what's Nathaniel like?
He's kind of an asshole.
There's a lot of assholes in here.
Yeah.
Surrounded by assholes.
Who hired this guy?
I did, sir.
Are there any more assholes besides Steven and Nathaniel and Larry?
I don't know. This is really the only area that I hang out in.
Okay. Well, you have been just so helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Goodness, I've never made friends with the news before. This has been very pleasant. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure to meet you. I mean, I'm more than happy to come with.
Yeah, if you want, I'd be great. I like
that. Would be awesome.
I am just making poor decisions.
Insight.
Yeah, I want to insight.
Yes,
that.
Tell me what the facial expression on the ooze says.
It was in his inflection.
Come on. He's right. Communication is a social science.
Communication.
Go for it. Roll me an insight.
And tell me how you get the insight on someone who speaks a totally different language and in fact has no facial features.
Guidance.
Insight
is not speaking a language, is telepathically communicating.
Insight Helen Keller, motherfucker.
No.
He said he was casting.
Insight that wall.
Ooh,
go ahead.
If there's no
go
point,
ahead.
There's no point.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You could roll a 20.
Could also roll a 1.
Could roll a 1.
Yep, that's why he's making you roll.
Do it's my decision. I don't have to roll.
Oh, no, you're committed.
You already told me it's
you're
useless,
committed.
So what's the point?
Oh, no, you can roll a 20.
Just you've already told me it's useless.
I just so want to know how you're going to insight water.
I think it's far cry different than what's happening. He's actually communicating with us. We've been having a conversation.
Yeah, but the communication that's happening is not you're hearing a language in your head. This ooze doesn't speak a language.
Okay.
It's communicating things directly into your mind.
Okay.
But if it's
using inflection, then you can somewhat intuit what it's saying, depending on how it changes.
It could be talking like that.
Jeff has not been. So if that's supposed to be the intention, then you can rec on that. But you literally said the word awesome as well. So I'm just trying to say, like, yes, a lot of communication is nonverbal. But
roll your insight, Lucas.
15.
He thinks that's awesome.
Yeah, come on, man. You want to go in front?
He is super excited about having someone to talk to.
Oh, great. So while we're talking, I will talk to him about all sorts of shit while we continue on our way.
That like what?
Cube. Silly.
That was not a cube.
Oh, it's probably a good-sized cube. And say, if he's a gelatinous ooze, those are usually 10 by 10 or 15 by 15.
Well, here, just use the dice case.
Jeff has a template.
Oh.
This cube is literally the size of the room we're in right now.
Cool.
Excellent. The moron has a pet.
Don't mind him. Glabagook. Glabagool.
Gobbledygook.
Shut up.
What's everyone doing?
I'm following my new ooze friend.
Oh, you want me to lead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I asked if he wanted to go in front.
Oh. Sure, if you want me to.
Yeah.
You see him compress down and squeeze through that 5x5.
That's fascinating.
He's taking Steve or whatever the fuck his name was with him.
Mike.
Yes, Mike is going with.
Steve was this way.
Right. Yeah, Steve's another ooze.
Sarah doesn't give a shit.
Hey, will you let us know before we get to Nathaniel?
You see him kind of stretch up and mash against some cracks in the ceiling. Uh-huh. Says, go ahead. You go ahead. Okay. I got him.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so kind.
And you guys keep going?
Where did the ooze stop in this map that you're drawing?
Basically right there.
Did he indicate where Steve was?
Steve was this way.
All right. Did he indicate where the other fucking ooze was?
Right above him. He's blocking
the crack so that Nathaniel couldn't come out.
I see. Thank you. I understand that now.
Did you name them?
Yeah.
That was a very kind gesture.
Yes, providing the unintelligent things with identity.
Well, your mom did, so shut the fuck up.
I just have to keep checking.
What?
My aunt scores a 16, you son of a bitch.
No, it's more the alignment.
Jeff will fuck with him in terms of that if we need to.
Be lawful good and still be an ass.
Yeah.
No, I think that's no.
I mean, I'm lawful good, and yet I've tried having sex with a deep gnome. I tried to seduce a grief-stricken, what I thought was grief-stricken, were-rat.
Captain America is trying to get some tail as well.
Yeah, he's pretty lawful good.
He wasn't an ass.
He could have been if he wanted to.
Then he wouldn't have been lawful good.
No, it's not how it works. Okay, can everybody just vote?
On whether or not Troy is right?
Yeah.
I vote Troy is right.
Okay.
On whether or not lawful good people still reproduce?
No, whether or not they can be assholes.
Oh, yeah, they can totally be assholes.
Yeah. Like, I'm just...
Only, like, self-righteous assholes, not assholes to be assholes. In no point has this dwarf been self-righteous. Just an asshole.
Yeah.
But just to you.
So far.
Or just to...
And Sarah. Kira.
I wasn't an ass to Kira.
And in, you know, extended... way, Eleanor.
I don't know. Turvy thinks you're an asshole.
That's three of us against you.
Okay.
You come down this long hallway, around this corner, and there are four entrances. And one natural cavern that comes off this way.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
You will see him squeezing down the tunnel behind you.
You know, move us so we know where we're at.
Hey, Glabagool, which way do you suppose we ought to go?
If it's possible, I will push my way to the front because I don't want anything to fucking do with that ooze.
Anybody gonna stop him?
No.
Okay.
There's a bit of stone here, right? This isn't a passage? This is a stone? Passage there? Oh, okay, so those are all passages. Four passages.
Yes.
Okay.
Four passages right next to each other.
Move to here stealthily?
Sure. Make me a roll.
Still pretty good. 11? Still pretty good.
Okay.
Can I perceive the five tunnels in and around me?
Sure.
That's a lot better. 20.
You hear water pouring down this way?
So pouring.
Not like a waterfall pouring. Much less water moving.
It's Steve taking a leap.
Down a water spout, like a trickle.
More than a trickle, less than a waterfall.
Okay. Anything else?
No. You don't hear anything coming from this way.
Can I tell anything about elevation or change based on where I'm at? Are some of them going up? Are some of them going down? Is there architecture?
All straight.
Okay.
Four straight tunnels. You can see further down this way where they all start turning.
They all seem to twist around.
Yep.
In a, well, from my position, would be a, what, counterclockwise direction.
Lawful good does not mean lawful nice. That's good. That's a good line.
I turn to look back at the party and roll my eyes. I unconsciously start to make drow hand signals and realize how useless it is.
He did ask the...
Oh, that's the language I should have put on there. I didn't think of it.
That's fair. I just assumed that I knew it inherently.
I'm sorry. I missed what you said, Lucas.
So he did ask the ooze which way we should go.
I mean, there's only really one way to go. Just keep going that way. I haven't been that far out.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just kind of shrugging and looking that way and looking that way.
Okay, well, you're in front now. Which way you want to go?
Do I detect any traps, Jeff, with that perception check? Or do you want
that
me
would
roll
be an investigation.
I'll roll investigation as well. I'm okay.
Where are you going to investigate?
Ahead of me, towards the four.
Shit. So you're going down the hallways?
Yeah.
Okay.
9.
Nope, you don't detect anything.
I'll move 10 or 15 feet down the hallway, see if I hear anything, changes.
Down there?
Sure. I was in front of the other one, but I don't think that it really matters. Oh. They seem to all go the same way. I'd continue to stealth if it matters. I don't know if it does or not.
No, it doesn't. Make a reflex save. Or a dex save.
19.
You, with your 19 on a dex save, you notice as you step on this square that the stone's weakened. and it gives out as you step on it. You're able to swing back around and grab the edge.
Okay.
Before falling into the pit.
What is the pit?
It's a 5x5, about 10 feet deep.
Is it a trap or is it just a weakness in the floor?
It is definitely a trap. The pieces of floor that fell out from under you, you don't hear them hit stone below you. You hear kind of a...
Ew.
I curse under my breath and pull myself back up.
Roll an initiative. Everybody can roll initiative.
15.
14.
Lucas?
Also 14.
Matt?
7.
My dex is +4, so I assume I beat Lucas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the bright side is if there's traps, that means there's treasure this way, right?
In theory.
Or at least there was once treasure that way.
Lucas, I'm assuming your dex is +4?
Yes.
See, okay. Theoretically, of the party, I should go first.
No.
Okay. Oh, did you? Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Matt, you are last in initiative every time.
Yep.
Well, what's his dex modifier?
1. But I'm still rolling, like, definitely under 10.
My dex, my initiative modifier was a -3 this time.
You suck.
What did that, is Glabagool going to help?
Glabagool is behind you.
I really don't want Glabagool's help climbing out of anything, being that Glabagool is made of literally caustic jello.
Okay, Troy, you probably would have heard, oh, shit.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
I will help him up. I will help
thank you.
The drow up, I guess.
Okay. Are you going to use the help action or actually try and pull him out?
There's a help action?
Yes, there is. It gives him advantage on his check.
It's whether you think your check would be better than my check. If it's an athletics, it's probably better for you to make the check to pull me out than to help me and give me advantage. Well, 6 of 1, 6 of 1, 12 of the other.
I will. What am I using? Strength or dex?
It will be athletics, so strength.
Yeah. You're just pulling me straight out.
Is it a strength check?
It is athletics.
Or athletics.
Yeah.
Oh, athletics. What am I doing?
Should be the top, one of the top skills.
Yeah, let's do that. It's a 17.
That will pull him out, I believe. Yes. Yes, it will.
So he's reached down and pull me up from the abyss.
You see, I mean, it's all dark down there. I mean, it's all dark everywhere in here, but you see a blacker section of floor down there.
Fair enough. A bit oozy.
Yeah, a little bit. And it starts coming up the wall because after Troy's turn, it will be mine.
There's a C there. Fuck you.
Oh, shit. I was looking up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cody, your turn.
Well, now that I know it's coming after me, can I stab the shit out of it?
It's 10 feet away at this point.
Can I... It's a 5-foot gap?
Yes.
Then I should easily be able to leap to the other side?
Yes.
Then I will leap to the other side.
Okay.
And ready in action to stab anything coming out of it. Movement action to leap?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And you're readying Lucas.
Move me over there behind Troy, I suppose. What is it? He says out loud.
Fucking ooze. We're in the Temple of Oozes. Don't be daft.
I will ready, I guess, something. As soon as I can see it, I'll hit it.
Okay. That's me. Take your attack, Cody. It's going to come bubbling up over the edge.
Yep. An 11's probably not going to do very well.
That'll hit.
Oh, nice. Do I get sneak attack?
No, because Troy's too far back.
6 damage.
How far? How close do I have to be?
You need to be 1 step further, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I guess I would have to be there because that was my movement. My full movement would have put me there.
Yeah, but when he came up, he was here and then moved over here on his turn. So you would have been further back.
Yes. Jeff is not entirely wrong. In order for me to even occupy that space.
What do you mean entirely wrong, jackass?
I said not
only have 40 feet of movement, it was used up. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but by the time he cleared that space. By the time he cleared that space, it would not have been your turn.
Jeff getting sassy in the later evening.
Because he moved back across.
No.
He is a sassy.
When I moved here to pull him up, my movement was spent.
Yes, but you pulling him back up moved you back. So that he could have a space to stand.
How do I move back? I don't have movement.
You don't, but I see what Jeff is doing.
twisting around.
So do I get to do my thing?
That's now? What DMs are supposed to do.
So I don't get an extra 2d6 of stabbing the fuck out of it before he gets to hit me with it.
It's fine. I don't care.
Do I get to do my thing now that I
see? Yes, you do.
Okay. I need a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. What are you doing?
Toll the dead.
Okay. That's a 3.
That's a fail.
Okay.
I can't believe I hit
it. Wait, is it below its max?
That is news, I guess. It's not exactly yes. Dodging.
Yeah.
That is 1d12.
Don't roll shit.
That is 8 necrotic.
Okay. It's going to take a swing at Cody. Oh, you didn't notice before. The perception check that you failed.
Yes.
How much did you hit for?
Oh, I don't remember now. 6 or 7, something like that. Because I would have rolled d5 plus 4, so.
And you did 8 damage, right?
Yes.
I was say, I think your math's all screwed up. I think that's
no, 6. I was.
Yeah, you were adding in the wrong. So it should be 14.
No, because you only did 5.
Fair enough.
Your weapon, it's way more tarnished and burned than you noticed.
For the audience, this is me giving Jeff the finger.
And it's, as you pull it back from the ooze this time, it's even more so. Yeah. You take a -2 to damage now. That was you. I get my attack. 11's not going to hit.
Me? No.
You did piercing damage. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Next is Matt.
Can I see?
No.
Oh, I meant to take a step at the side, but that's okay.
There, he said that. Then I can see. So, okay, that's Sacred Flame.
Okay.
To be fair, since that void is occupied, he could move through Troy's space and then stand in front.
It is true.
For a total of 25 feet of movement.
I'm not doing that.
Diagonal. I'm just saying the way that you could play without Lucas retconning would be applicable. No.
Deck plus, save.
Deck save.
Which is pretty good against a fucking ooze.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good roll.
15.
Oh, you saved. Good job.
Worthless fucking cleric.
Troy.
So I would probably notice that his weapon looks not so good after hitting, so I will throw a dagger.
Okay.
I feel like. I don't know that I would want to swing my nice new mace.
Probably won't harm a magic weapon.
Actually, no, yeah, I'm not that bright, so I'm going to I'll step up and swing with the mace.
Yeah, so that mace was 12. Just inside of an ooze, not being digested.
12 hit?
12 will hit.
Yeah.
My mace is what again? Write it down here. D6. For 10.
Now the question is how much damage does he write down, because that'll tell you if it's a magic weapon or not.
No, I've written down the full amount every time.
I believe I did a 6 and you rolled a 5.
That's because your weapon had been damaged. Oh, I missed something. You did how much? I'm sorry.
10. Right?
Cody, you take 2 acid damage.
Into the mace.
Troy.
That makes more sense.
You take 2 acid damage.
Is it like splashing back on us?
Yes.
So can I do an offhand attack with my dagger?
Sure.
12 again.
That'll hit. For 7 damage.
So 3 damage.
You take 7.
And your dagger is now -1 to damage. Cody.
I'll swing at it.
Okay.
With my short sword, since it's already damaged. The -2 is to damage, not to attack, right?
To damage, not to attack.
Okay. Rolled a 9.
That'll hit.
Sweet. Sneak attack.
Yep.
4. I'll roll again. 10. 13, 17, -2, 15 damage.
Your sword is now at a -3 to damage.
That's fair.
For 15, you said?
Yes, sir. Stab the shit out of it.
Okay, bonus or anything?
I don't think I can use my scout thing to flank, can I? I gotta do it on its turn.
I don't know.
I can move half my speed as a reaction when the enemy ends its turn near me.
You do have a bonus action thing for rogue.
What is it? I guess I don't know what it is.
Jeff, -2 off your... Or add 2 onto your health. I forgot about that.
Oh, okay.
Expertise, thieves can't. Sneak attack. Oh, I can take a bonus action on each of my turns to dash, disengage, or hide. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I would disengage 5 feet, Jeff. I would only go on that. Yeah.
Okay, I have to check something real quick.
Are you cheating, Jeff?
Did you make boom boom?
No. I have to see what kind of damage that deals.
Well, it looks like shitty damage. It's just ruining my fucking short sword. I really wanted Matt to get up there and have it spit on his armor.
Oh, my armor's magical.
Depends on what kind of ooze it is.
Okay, that would be Lucas's turn.
Yeah. Take a step to the right. I need a constitution save.
11. What are you casting?
Frostbite. That is 3 cold damage. And it says disadvantage. You have the disadvantage on your next weapon attack roll. I guess that just means attack roll for you.
It takes no damage.
Oh.
It looks like it just eats it. I mean.
Okay, then.
Good work, spellcaster, you numbnuts! I thought
lightning.
I'm going to throw some healing towards
lightning.
The quag elf.
Split when you
hit hey, you get 6 points back.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
And I will step back off to the left.
To the left, to the left.
Troy.
Hi.
Hi. It's going to make a pseudopod attack at you. Does a 17 hit?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you get to form a tentacle and punch me in a dick.
Oh, shit.
Oozes are assholes.
I didn't get enough of those out.
That's what the other ooze kept saying.
Yeah, it didn't know about these assholes.
To be fair, he told you.
He wasn't wrong. I just didn't know that I was stepping on one.
That's 9 damage.
Ugh. Ugh.
And 19 acid damage.
So 9 and 19?
9 and 19.
28.
Cool.
I'm glad you took that instead of me.
That...
Should be Jesus Matt Christ. Now.
Yeah, it's Matt.
Yeah.
Dex save.
Okay.
Dex saves are good. It is a noose. It rolled a single digit.
That would be a 2.
Okay. He takes from Sacred Flame.
Oh.
4 damage.
Remember that thing your son definitely didn't leave behind?
That fucking prick. Thank you.
Anything else, Matt?
If
you'd like Lucas to have a shot, you should step out of the way.
Yeah, as I'm stepping out of the way, I will cast Healing Word on my hurt friend here.
Okay.
But it's only going to be 4 5 hit points. Sorry.
That goes back to Troy.
Well, since I got hurt pretty good, I want to hit it again.
Okay.
Makes sense.
He should rage. It's not a very good roll.
That's not a good roll at all. Does a 10 hit?
A 10 does not hit.
Didn't you hit earlier with a 9?
No, an 11 or 12.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think I hit with an 11. I don't know.
Yes, a 10 does hit.
Oh, nice.
I don't think I hit with
it. I'm so used to saying no, a 10 doesn't hit.
It is an ooze. It is an ooze. It's not exactly trying to dodge us.
For 10 damage.
And that's with the mace?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Offhand attack.
Claw. It's a good hit.
That'll hit.
Right. 3 minus 1, so 2.
And that's with your claws.
No, that's with the dagger.
I thought you had to do unarmed.
No. The bonus, just an offhand attack.
Oh, okay. How much? 4?
2.
2.
And then I will spend a key point to disengage.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Totally do that.
Because then I'm rolling 1d6 instead of 3d6.
Well, I'm not smart. Actually, you know what? No, I'm sorry. I would not do that. Betray the character.
Yeah, that does make more sense.
That's why I really wanted him to keep flanking and I would keep disengaging instead because I'm smarter than him.
Cody.
Hold on, though. I mean, I will spend a key point to dodge.
Okay.
I will step up and take a swing with that short sword again. That's slowly turning into a puddle of goo.
Yep.
It's an 18.
That'll hit.
6.
Oh, shit.
9.
Buster
10. Ride. 14 minus 3 is 11 damage.
Hang on.
You haven't been dealing me damage, so I don't know if you should have been.
Troy, 8. Acid damage. And 5 more. Whew. Cody, 2.
Thank God. The amount of damage you're doing on Troy would have killed me by now.
Troy has considerably more hit points than anybody else because he's a Quaggoth.
And I've been healed.
I will use my bonus action to disengage back 5 feet and keep allowing the Quaggoth to eat damage.
Lucas.
All right, I'll step in there again.
I'll be able to eat that much more.
That is a sacrifice that I am willing to make.
I mean, Toll the Dead seemed to work last time. It's a cantrip, so. That is a wisdom saving throw, please.
I said Hinterkaifink and pointed to my attic.
That's a good roll. Unfortunate.
Which one?
Wisdom.
15.
Meets.
Then succeeds.
Then nothing happens, but I can throw another d6 at you. Three hit points, and I will move to the left.
Great work, Angel!
You just see a hand come around.
Sorry, that's me. Troy!
Yeah, when's my turn?
After me.
After him. Because you rolled like garbage, we talked about this already.
Let's see if I can get you. That's a crit.
A nat 20 will probably hit him. Can we check your AC?
You can eat a dick.
So I'm backing the fuck up.
Kneecapped. Double damage, and you have disadvantage on skill checks that rely on your legs until you finish a short rest.
Oh, damn. The double damage may not... Well, oh shit, you did roll a fuck ton of dice. That's good so far.
7 bludgeoning. 7. 7 and 15 is 22. 25.
That's good, though. Double ones.
27 acid damage.
Okay.
On top of the 7?
What does that take you to?
What was it, 20? How much total?
27 plus 7?
Yeah.
34, so negative 20.
It's not enough.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not enough. It's pretty fucking close, but those double ones at the end were really nice.
Yes, they were.
You almost killed him outright. Yeah,
what is the challenge rating on this?
Might have been lower.
It's the crit. It's the crit card. It has nothing to do with the.
Okay.
These two have.
Matt, you're up.
Troy and Cody getting sacrificed again. If only someone could smite things.
Oh God! Would a 10 hit?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
You shoot Troy's limp body.
4d6 radiant damage.
Are you hitting us?
No, he threw one of those cards.
Thank you, Nord Games.
Did you min damage him again?
You deal minimum damage.
So 1 plus whatever.
Yeah.
It's 4d6.
There's a modifier.
No, it's 4d6, so you deal 4 damage.
4 damage.
But you have advantage to hit it.
Thanks. I might need it, maybe. Not having that extra 2d6 sucks.
I'm a healing word, Troy, so that you will, right?
Yeah.
So that I will what?
7 hit points, he's up.
He's not up, he's conscious.
He's conscious, so now you would get your sneaks. This is my last level 1 spell.
I keep my mouth shut.
Actually, you couldn't cast the healing word.
Why?
Because if you cast a first level or above spell as an action, you cannot cast another as a bonus action.
You have to cast a cantrip.
You can only cast a cantrip and a bonus action.
Is only a bonus action?
Yes.
Yes.
It's using a spell as a bonus action that requires your action to be a cantrip.
If you have a healing cantrip, you can cast it on it.
There aren't any.
Nope.
Okay, well, never mind.
And I would argue as a DM that he wouldn't be able to stand up anyway. It's not like he's going to be able to put up a fighting chance to give me a...
Act before you. So.
No, that's a fair point.
Never
mind. Now you just get a roll death saving throw.
Yeah, Troy, you're up.
That's a fail.
Okay. Cody!
I'll try and step up and stab it. I mean, I'm doing very minimal damage at this point, even if I do hit it. But I do get advantage, right?
Quit your f***ing crying.
I do get advantage, right?
You do.
A hit. That's a better hit. 21 to hit.
That will hit.
I just get to...
1 damage. To you.
Yeah. F*** your ass.
I'm talking to them.
I get that, plus that, minus that. So 5 damage. And I disengage backwards. You say 1 damage?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you said. I disengage.
That goes to Lucas.
Fucking oozes. They are a real pain in the ass. They're not hard to beat. They're just a fucking pain in the ass.
No, this one's hard to beat. This one can take a beating.
Yeah, it's taken 80 hit points already.
Do we all have advantage on the attack?
No, the next attack.
It's just mine. The next attack.
We are in the temple of the Demon Lord of Oozes.
Wisdom save, I guess.
Okay.
Just keep trying it.
That'll probably do it. That's a 2.
Cool.
D12, though.
I'm going to laugh if you roll a 1.
I roll a 12.
Cool.
That's max damage.
Your spell strikes it, and it just dissolves and puddles down the walls back into the bottom of the pit.
Cool. I will then... What is,
Are you okay?
Are you okay, Quag-Elf? Quag-Elf, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Quag-Elf?
I can use Healing Hands to at least stabilize him to 3 hit points.
If you hang on to that, I want to do something that heals all of us.
Oh, okay then. Then I'll also use the...
If that doesn't burn a slot or something.
It doesn't burn us. Well, I can't...
It's a cantrip?
No. This is a trait that I have.
Oh, okay.
But it's to long rest.
Well, go ahead and burn it then so he's stable at least, I guess. Okay. You're right.
So you're at 3 hit points, Troy.
That's further down the hallway. That's what Sereth is concerned about whenever you get that far. They're going to heal. I don't care.
Oh, I'm going to heal you too. Did you get hit?
Very little. I'm not too worried about it. You can heal me. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, just stay where I can see you.
Peasant. About goddamn time.
Fuck you. Fuck you so much. You even said that I fucking... What's that?
Use that. You have to roll.
Oh, okay. So then everybody gets 20 hit points.
Nice.
That's a good... That's a great card.
This is what was used, by the way. It allows you to receive the maximum amount of healing possible from any one source.
Nice.
You or everyone?
It just doesn't specify. Well, it does say you receive. But if he's doing a thing that is for everyone.
Yeah, it's prayer for healing, so it took 10 minutes. So we took a little break. We took a little sit down.
Yeah.
I assume my blade is fine.
You hit it again, so it would go down another 1. What's it at?
-4.
-4? Yep. It's barely holding together.
Can I see your blade?
I'm looking down the hallway, but I mean, you can in a minute.
I got mending.
Can you mend that?
Let me read the spell.
This spell repairs a single break or tear in an object you touch, such as broken chain link, 2 halves of a broken key, a torn cloak, a leaking wineskin. These are just some examples. As long as the break or tear is no larger than 1 foot in any dimension, you mend it.
The whole thing's
leaving no trace for former damage. Yeah, maybe I can't then. This spell can physically repair a magic item or a construct, but the spell can't restore magic to such an object. I don't know. I guess it's your call.
What's the casting time on it?
1 minute.
It would take you 1 minute for each time it has taken.
So like 5?
A -1.
It takes him 10 minutes to do what he just did, so I could do it within the time frame he's doing
it. You're at -4, it would take you 4 castings.
All right, it's a cantrip, so I can do that.
If you ain't got a problem with it, I don't want -4 anymore.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. Well, use those extra couple minutes to fix his dagger then, too.
Yeah, I could do that, too.
Two for the dagger. Cool.
Because it didn't do anything to the mace, right?
No, it's a magic weapon.
Yeah. And I'm assuming you haven't had it for an hour yet. So.
No.
I don't know. I don't know how much time was spent with all the bullshit we were doing over here.
I don't know if it's an hour of time or if you have to take a short rest, because that might be...
I think it's an hour of time. I think we looked that up.
What? I'm sorry.
To attune.
I thought it was an hour of rest.
Short rest.
It is a short rest?
Yes. Okay. It is an active... You have to sit and meditate with
that's
it.
That's right.
What's around the corner? You drew like some sort of donut?
That's a fountain.
I thought I heard water the other way.
You did.
It's not an active fountain. It's
an ooze fountain.
It's a basin.
It's a fountain of Wayne.
Nice.
Caught me off guard.
This room should have actually been drawn 10 more feet over. There's another alcove here.
That's fine. No one cares. You're good, Jeff.
It's got 5 oozes around it.
Bowls.
You moving in?
Can I have a perception check first?
Sure.
Pretty good one. 18.
You don't see anything moving.
Okay.
Are we all up there?
I don't know.
I mean, if we're all...
You see...
Following.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys can all be up there.
I'll cast Detect Magic before we walk in.
Okay.
It does not use a spell slot.
No, it doesn't, but you have to spend an action studying. You see this fountain.
Yep.
Central pedestal. This is raised. Lucas, you see auras of magic
all around it,
emanating from it.
Okay.
you see two empty alcoves, and these ones have weird formless statues in them.
No auras coming off those weird statues?
Nope.
Okay. I point out that there's some sort of magic aura around the basin there.
Investigation traps?
Would I know? I should know what school that is as well.
That will take you a minute to study. You can make an investigation. What is it?
It's a 2 on the die, so I can't imagine it's got to be like 4 or 5.
Okay.
No
traps. Looks clear. This is perfectly safe.
Of course it is. I will walk up and...
Those formless statues aren't going to eat you alive.
Nah, they're totally not fucking Odo in disguise.
Yep.
I'm going to walk up and look in the fountain that's not a fountain thing. Not touching it, just stepping up 5 feet and looking at it.
You see, I mean, you get the idea of a wishing well. There's coins, there's items, there's a bunch of different stuff in there.
Of course there is.
In the water.
Let me know it's been long enough.
I don't know yet because I haven't rolled to see what all's in there.
No, I'm talking about the...
Magic auras. Yes, I know.
Oh. Oh, it's multiple magic auras within it.
Yes, there are multiple auras inside there.
Is there a rock or some small object that is inconsequential to me nearby?
Sure.
I drop it in the wishing well.
Okay. What is it?
Rock or something.
A rock? Okay. It sinks.
It does move through like water should move through and not like jello.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't start fizzing. It doesn't anything.
That's what I was checking.
Did you make a wish?
I pull out.
Just gonna leave that one there.
I pull out my dagger.
Yes.
And just drag it across the surface of the liquid.
Okay.
It cuts through water like it should.
Yes.
I put my dagger away and say, "Dwarf, the gold's all yours. Take it."
I'm in the back. I'm fucking off.
You're the one who promised to pay the Durgar. Pay the Durgar.
No, you go right ahead.
Is there anything that looks fun in there, Jeff? I don't give a shit about coin. You put a magic item, I might put my hand in there, Jeff, but otherwise, no. Because at least I'm going to get acid burn. I'm going to acid burn for a goddamn magic weapon. Now we're talking. Random rolls. Worked well for me last week.
Then you died.
No, Matt killed me. There is a difference.
Nope. Rush.
You can't say that. I made a choice of do not leave the only thing we have worth money.
Roll me a D100.
Sure. 9.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, not very good.
You see a dagger, you see 2 potions, you see several 100 coins, and you see several gems.
Okay, now you're tempting. I'll put my hand in the fountain. Let me snag the dagger. Go ahead, set off your trap.
No, there's no... It's water.
Fair enough. How sweet's the dagger?
I don't know. Are you going to spend an hour attuning to it?
I will, yes, at some point.
Okay, well, at some point, I'll tell you.
Magic dagger. Can I reach down in there and grab a stone? One of the gemstones?
Yes.
I throw it at the dwarf and say, pussy. I then just start filling my own pockets with everything that I can find, because none of the other motherfuckers want to step up here and have the balls to do so.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope that gemstone's enough to pay off the Durgar.
Oh, no, you're going to give him all your stuff.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about as I'm filling my own pockets.
Yeah, like I'm not going to tell him.
It's fine, I'll slit his throat.
Okay, steer the boat then.
Keep filling my pockets if they're not going to stop me.
Make a perception check, everybody.
That seems fair.
I'll go up and grab some.
Nope, not letting Matt now. 18 on my perception check.
20.
Perception.
13.
20's a good roll.
13. 13.
The 18 and the 20 feel it. Was that an earthquake? I mean, it wasn't strong enough to be an earthquake, but there was definitely something.
Do we feel like it coming from the ground beneath us? Do we feel it?
Yes, you feel it coming from the ground beneath you. It was almost like an impact.
Well, if you excuse me, I think it's high time we left, and I'm just going to walk past the others.
Okay.
Nobody grabbed anything. I took everything.
I grabbed some coins, but anyway.
I stab Matt's hand when he puts it in the gold wood.
What didn't you grab? Like, what did you
do? I have no idea. I'm collecting all of it because nobody wanted to step up to the fountain.
I grabbed some.
So we all turn and hightail it out then, I suppose.
You hightail it out. You get back to that cavern and it's caved in.
Start moving rocks.
I would like to do a perception check to see if it's going to cave in further if we move the rocks.
How about you make me a roll with your stone cutting bonus?
So what is that?
Are you proficient with perception?
Yes.
Then you add...
No, I'm not.
Then you add 4.
To my perception check.
Add your perception.
Add a 4 on top of my perception.
Correct.
20.
That is a fuck ton of stone, and it's not something you're going to be able to just move. The more you move, the more will collapse.
Not if we get lucky and make a hole.
There wasn't any way out the other direction, was there? That we could tell? None of the other passages?
We heard running water that way.
Well, yes. I know that he wants us to go over there to fight the thing. I get that. I'm making sure there's no way out otherwise. I'm assuming no, but you might as well ask.
There's two ways you didn't go.
All right, let's walk into the last damn cavern then.
This one? Or this one?
Well, we're already this way, so I assume I'm walking in over here.
Yeah, there's another gray ooze in there.
Okay. I would like to avoid said gray ooze unless I need
That's
to
the
step.
One...
Steve.
Yeah, that's Steve. You were warned about that. In here, you find water pouring through broken stone.
Ah.
And you're pretty sure that you could get through there, but you're going to have to let this cavern fill.
Well, some of us will survive. Looking at the guy in heavy armor, I start smashing it. Let the water fill in.
I really wish I was somebody who could rub the feet.
That was cool, wasn't it?
It will take several minutes for this to fill, even as you're busting more out. Everybody is going to have to make me athletics checks to swim out of here.
Be ashamed.
Don't look at me like
that.
To
make that a disadvantage. It's athletics, right?
16.
16.
Do I have to do it at disadvantage because my armor? Is that how that works?
I thought that only worked as stealth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just stealth.
Well, I'm not really buoyant, am I?
I'm pretty sure it's stealth and swim. At least it used to be in third ed when swim was still a skill.
Oh, I know.
It says disadvantage to stealth as far as this, but where else it would read? What are you wearing?
It'd be heavy, I think.
Interferes with the wearer's ability to move quickly, stealthily, and freely. If the armor shows strength in the strength column, reduces speed by 10 unless the wearer has a strength score equal or higher. Just says your...
What is your strength?
16.
I will say that you could strap it on your back and go with it. It'd be weight, but it's not going to encumber you moving.
Okay. Fine. Then when he starts busting walls, that's what I'd be doing.
Okay. I need everybody. First of all, I need to know what your constitution modifiers are.
3. 3.
Uno.
2, 1. 3. 3 and 3. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're not going to have any problems. You're all prepared for it.
So long as we just let ourselves float up until we get out.
Yes, but it's a matter of how long you're going to stay underwater as to whether or not you drown or not. Your constitution modifiers are high enough that you won't spend enough time underwater. I'm not going to futz with it.
Cool. We make our way up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're tired.
No, it's midnight, so.
Yeah. You come up. As you come out of the stone, you see underwater the courtyard of whatever this temple was. Beautiful stuff. Some of it is acid scarred, like you saw inside, but you continue going up and you eventually come up behind the boat and you guys make it out.
Yay.
Cool. Yeah.
No, I was in the bathroom when you were doing that, otherwise I would have grabbed some shit.
Hemeth. As Sarah climbs in the boat, he says, Durgar, he has your gold. And I go under the boat to take a nap.
And I say I got some of it, but old boy got the rest. And he got a magic dagger, too. I have a gem, a handful of coins, and 14 electrum for you.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @Rancor_Brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners.